Take your holy book, turn to Psalm 34. Verse number 1, Psalms 34. Psalms 34, verse number 1. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I shall, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. And the angels of the Lord encamped round about them that fear Him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach ye the fear of the Lord. What man is that he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. I want to preach this morning, a few minutes have got to be our help on this thought. There is deliverance, amen? There is deliverance, or we might say an offering of thanksgiving, amen, because of who God is and what He's done. As we see this guy, we're seeing that there is deliverance, and I just want to give you a few things that He says He can deliver us from, amen? Praise God. We don't ever know what we'll encounter in this world. It seems like every time you turn around, something is sneaking up on you, amen? Praise God. Sometimes it's don't even sneak. Sometimes it just pounces on you when you're unexpected. Just trials and adversities and situations that come upon us and it's normal to man. Everybody faces this. Sometimes we'll get the bully grubs and we'll think, well, I'm the only one having to go through this. But there's people all around us in every family, every home, every situation that go through these things, these difficulties that we face. And David the psalmist, he's writing here. He's talking about when he was in a bind and he was down there and he was before Abimelech and they were conspiring against him, and so he feigned himself to be mad. Amen. He feigned himself like he was crazy. He was letting his spittle run out of his mouth and doing like he had lost his mind, praise God, so he could get out of a situation. And sometimes that's what we have to do. We get beside ourselves. We get past ourselves. We get beyond ourselves. And we get put ourselves in situations and places, and we need some help to get out. Amen. What we need to do is pray before we get there, because we serve a delivering God today, a God who's able to deliver you and I from the circumstances that's coming against us. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, sometimes it seems so difficult that the circumstance gets a hold of you, just keeps dragging you deeper and deeper. It feels like you're going to drown in the circumstance and the situation. But praise God, I'm glad today. The psalmist tells us that there's a delivering God that's our deliverance from that situation. He says He begins to deliver us. He says, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's because we know who God is. God is a God. It's a delivering God. He's able to help us even from all our fears, the things that we fear the most in this life. Amen. God's able to deliver us from those fears. Look what He says, verse number 4. He says, I sought the Lord, and He heard me. Amen. So how can you be brought up out of those things that make you fear, those things that you're afraid of? How can we get beyond them? How can we get through them? How can we get to a place where we have confidence that I pray God that everything's going to be all right? Amen? We pray and we talk to God. He said, I sought the Lord and He heard me. And He delivered me from what? From all my fears. He said, with a confident heart, he said, I begin to pray. He said, hey, listen, he said, we've already begun to continually call upon the Lord, continue to talk to the Lord, continue with my lips, just praise Him and give Him glory. He said, I was just giving God thankful for what He had already brought me from. I begin to realize how great and mighty He is and the power that He has that He manifests in my life. I'm glad I'm not the person that I would have me to be, but I try to be the person that He would have me to be. Because He has a better plan. And He's a delivering God. He said, I sought the Lord and He heard me. Amen. God's a listening all the time. You realize that this morning? God's always a listening. Amen. Now, my attention span ain't real good. I just admit it. You might talk to me. My wife talks to me all the time. A lot of times I don't hear her. Amen. Just my mind is on something else. And part of it's because I don't hear good. Part of it just, I have to be honest, I'm just not listening. Amen? Because if my mind is on something else, I've got a one-track mind. Some of you fellas say amen right there. Amen? We get a one-track mind. We get to thinking on something, praise God, and we're meditating, we're thinking on that, and our attention's on that. Amen? So we got to get our attention off that and get our on what the issue is. And what God does, when we begin to talk to Him and we begin to seek Him out, we begin to focus on Him, we begin to put our attention on Him, praise God, and said, He heard me. See, God don't get sidetracked like we do. Hey, God can hear all of us at one time. We can all pile around this altar, Brother Charles, this morning, and begin to pray and seek His face. I mean, just marching right into the throne room of grace, and He can hear every one of us at the same time. As while He's listening to Stony Fork Baptist Church, He can listen to all the other churches all across the world. That's our God today. But David said, I sought the Lord and He heard me. And He delivered me from all my fears. Everything I was worried and fretful about, praise God, God was there to deliver him. Amen? God was there to deliver. He said God was there to deliver not only from his fears, but from danger. Look at verse number 7. It said, the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear Him. Amen. You say when that fear comes in, sometimes fear is a good thing. Amen. Amen. Can I have a witness? Amen. Sometimes fear is a good thing. Amen. I tell the Harper, praise God, she comes to the house if it's cold weather. I say, hey, listen, don't touch that stove because it's hot. Amen. Amen. Fear is a good thing. It's a good thing to fear that stove because it could be hot. Amen. It's good to fear a righteous God, praise God, because he can have a hot anger. Amen. Amen. It's good to be on His side. Praise God. He said, it's a terrible thing falling in the hands of an angry God. But he said, angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear Him. He said, if we have a reverent fear of God, praise God, said He encamps about us. The angel of the Lord, that protecting force from heaven, it's there for you. It's there for us. It's there for our families, praise God. When we recognize that, then we know that we can have confidence, not in us, but in Him. Amen. That He will protect us. Say, camped around about them that fear Him and what? Delivereth them. There's that delivering power again. God has a power. God is the power to deliver today. Amen. Now, I don't know why we're going this way this morning, but this is just what God put on her heart. The psalmist here, praise God, he was just like you and I are today. He had situations and adversities that come upon him, was in his life. But praise God, he put his faith and trust the Lord, and he just kept calling upon the Lord continually, and the Lord just continually began to keep him and bless him and help him and deliver him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He delivered him. He delivered him out of his trouble, praise God. He said in verse number 6, he said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. And saved him out of all his troubles. Amen. Amen. So not only does God deliver us our fear, not only will God deliver us from danger, but God will deliver us, praise God, from our troubles. You got any things that's troubling you today? Amen. Every hand in the house ought to go up. Amen. We got all kinds of troubles today. Things that trouble each and every one of us, praise God. We got to try to figure a way around and a way through and a way over and whatever it takes, amen, to get through the troubles that we face. And it's everywhere, praise God. It's more prominent now than I believe it ever has been. The Bible said, Paul said, it waxed worse and worse. It's the world that we live in till the end. So it ain't going to get no better. Those troubles are going to get more and more and bigger and bigger. So how do we overcome them? Praise God. He said this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Hey man, what does that mean? He said, that poor man, you and me, us. He said, we just got to keep crying and cry out to the Lord with the broken contact spirit, and God will hear us and deliver us out of our troubles. Amen. Praise God, that's what He does. That's who He is. It's what He's capable of doing. Amen. Glory. Praise the Lord. Not only all of our troubles, but our afflictions. Verse number 19, He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of all of them, or out of them all. Amen? So what are afflictions? Those are weaknesses and lack of strength that we have. That's what afflictions are. When you get to the point that you just don't know what to do no more, that weakness and lack of strength that these we have in this old form in which we live, that's so easily beset upon, praise God, by the things of this world, the trials and the adversary that we face, praise God. But I want to say they's a deliver today. They's a deliverance in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He delivers from all of our afflictions. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Now, see, I can kind of understand that better if it says, many are the afflictions of the unrighteous. You know, the ungodly. We talked about this in Sunday school. Those that have turned their back on God and godliness and gone in the wrong direction, gone in the way of unrighteousness, nothing's not right in the eyes of God. Amen. And we can see the afflictions in that weakness, lack of strength they have, because they just don't have no help. Amen. I'm glad today we have help. And it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad we have deliverance. Amen. We ought to be thankful today. We ought to be offering up thanksgiving. Thursday we celebrate Thanksgiving. We got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. I was looking last night, we had the family get together dinners. Boy, them ladies set up them tables. Boy, we got all her families there. What a blessing. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. It's what we'll be doing. We'll be gathering them together like we gathered last night. About getting them gathered together to go home to be with the Lord. We're to be putting a praise God, because of the many afflictions are in this world. They're everywhere. Amen. Of the righteous. Not only are they of the unrighteous, but their afflictions in the righteous, that weakness and lack of strength that we have. And it's evident, amen, in who we are. But said, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. All the weakness that we have, praise God. He said, there's a God of heaven who's all powerful. Brother Arthur, he said he has all power in heaven and on earth. And he can take that power, praise God, and he can bring it down to us where we are. And he can minister to us when we believe on him, when we put our trust in him, when we rely on him, when we call upon him, when we know, praise God, that he's able to do all things and do them well. And when we believe, we trust, rely on, to adhere to. He said he begins to take away those afflictions that so easily beset us. Amen. The things that we dread so much in this world, there is a deliverer, and his name is Jesus Christ. He's able to deliver us from all the afflictions. He's able to deliver us, listen, he's able to deliver us even from death. Amen. Amen. We worry about dying, and dying is a terrible thing. Hey, we don't know nothing about it. That's why it's so scary. You're kind of scared about things that we don't know about. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a God of heaven that's even got that under control. Amen? If you look over in 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 9. We'll go back to verse number 8. It says, so for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Paul said, you remember when we was over in Asia? He said, we were scared. We were going to lose our life. He said, we were thinking about dying. Amen. Now, this is a righteous man doing the righteous work of God. Amen. Just because you're a righteous person doing the righteous work of God, praise God, don't make us an exempt from the things of this world. But we have the power in the Lord Jesus Christ to overcome those obstacles. He said, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. Amen? He said, we could go out of here. Praise God. He said, we had that sentence of death in us, and we thought at any second, but he said that we should not trust in ourselves. Amen? Paul said, hey, I had to tell the boys, say, look, fellas, we can't trust in us. We're going to have to bear down. We're going to have to trust in God. Amen. We know what God's able to do. We're going to have to bear down. You know what the churches need to do today? We need to bear down and we need to trust in God. What do our families, our home, praise God, what do our relationships need today? We need to bear down and we need to trust in God. Amen. Amen. Come on now. Praise God. We need to bear down. We talked in Sunday school. Everything's happening in this world today. Wickedness everywhere. Indoctrination of our families, indoctrination of our children to wickedness. We got to bear down, praise God. We got to believe what God says, and we got to start telling people everywhere we go. Amen. Amen. Let them know, praise God, what thus says the Word of God without compromise, without fear. Amen. Paul said, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver. He's talking about God. It's able to raise the dead. He said, he delivers from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Now watch this. He also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, things may be given by many on our behalf. Praise God. He said, now listen, he said, what's happened? He said, we begin to pray, God begin to pray, you begin to pray, God begin to bless, and God delivered again. He said, trust in ourselves, but in God who raised the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver. I want to say, praise God, I'm glad. Praise God, that's the present tense. That's what God's still doing today. What God's done then, God's doing today, tomorrow, and forever, praise the Lord. He's still a delivering God. Amen. He's still able to deliver you and deliver me, praise God, into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Praise God. He delivers and he'll deliver again. He said, we had a sentence of death on us, but praise God. The Lord, praise God, the prayers went out. Faith was there, and God, through God's sweet spirit, delivered us again. So great a death and doth deliver. Amen. Oh, the thought of going out of here. But see, God delivered us, praise God, from that death. Praise the Lord. Why? Because God is the God of heaven, but God is also the God of this world, praise God. Now, the prince of power of this present world is the devil. Amen? Amen. Has all kinds of power. But the God is the God of the universe. Amen. I want to tell you today, the devil can only do what God and us allow him to do. Amen. We're no match for the devil, but God is. Praise God. We're no match for this world, but God is. Amen. Praise God. God, hey, God will deliver you from death. God will deliver you from this world that we live in. This world is occupied by the devil. Amen. The fiends of hell are everywhere. We talked about that this morning. And they're getting more and more problem because he said, the Bible says it's going to get worse and worse. Now, these people that kind of preach and tell you that, you know, it's going to get better and better and a great utopia is going to come on and this thing's just going to be lovely. But that ain't what the Bible says. The Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse and then the end. Amen? And we're seeing it. And this world, praise God, that we live in is getting worse and worse. And we need to pray because all these little ones, our children, praise God, they need to touch a God in their lives. But there's a deliverer that's overcome the world. In Galatians chapter number 1. Galatians chapter number 1 and verse number 3. The Bible says this. It said, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Watch this. According to the will of God in our Father. Amen. And God said, He's a delivering God that's here that we might have grace and peace down in our souls. Hey, we may not have it in the world. We may not have it in the community that we live. Hey, praise God. He said, I'll give you peace and grace and peace down in your soul, praise God. He said, I'll deliver you from the present evil in this world. Amen. Only God can do that. Praise the Lord. When we surrender ourselves to him, he said, according to the will of God, and our Father, He said, our Heavenly Father has a better plan for us. Our Heavenly Father has a better way for us than what we thought or what we were living. Praise God. He said He gives us a whole different attitude of thinking when we put our faith and trust in Him. Amen. He's a deliverer. Not only from death, but from this world that we live in. Praise God. And one of these days He'll deliver us unto Himself. Praise God, that we might see His glory. His magnificence, praise God, to come. Amen. Why? Because He brings us out. See, it's like we're living in darkness now. Amen? It seems like, I don't know about you, but it seems like the darkness is creeping in on us. Can I get a witness? It seems like darkness is creeping in on us. But the Bible says there's a marvelous light, which is Christ Jesus the Lord, that He'll shine upon us, praise God, and He'll give us that light so that the darkness has to flee. Amen? In Colossians chapter number 1, if you want to just go on over just a little bit. Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1, verse number 11. Well, verse number 10, he says, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's how we get strength. How do you know? Because verse number 11 says, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. My goodness. You know what he's saying right there, praise God? He said that God Almighty wants to load you up, reboot you with power from on high. That God wants to give you of His power, praise God. Hey, forget about running on your own power. You'll run out, praise God. You're like that Energizer bunny. You'll run well, but when your batteries die, you're done. But God says, I will boot you up, I'll re-energize you, and I'll give you running glory. Somebody will just take a running spell. He said, I'll give you power from on high, power from glory, that'll hook up with you, and you'll run and run and run and never quit running. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Glory. Amen. One of these days, he said, God, we'll be like him little wind-up toys. One day, God's just going to get us up there in heaven. He's going to turn us loose on those streets of gold before the throne room of grace and say, round us up and say, go ahead, Jaden, let her go. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll take off. You know, amen. Praise the Lord. Just maybe run laps for about 1,000 years. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Round about us, the blessed throne of grace. Praising God and giving Him glory. So, preacher, you've got a very vivid imagination. That's all right. I mean, my mind's pretty simple. I think simple things. Amen. Praise God. I know God's almighty. Praise God. He's a delivering God. He's around the throne of grace. And He said, we increase in the knowledge of God and strengthen with all might according to His glorious power. Amen. I'm running on godliness today. Amen. Boy, if we ever get in our mind that we're running on godliness, we're not running on worldliness, we're not running on selfishness, but we're running on godliness today. Amen. What are you running on today? Maybe the worldliness, the thing, praise God, selfishness, that'll let you down. He'll run out in a hurry. But he said, praise God, when we're increased the knowledge of God, that's why we come to the house of God. That's why we come to church. So we participate in Sunday school and preaching, praise God. Why we read and follow along the Bible? So we can see the power of God. Amen. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. And all patience and long-suffering. Here he said, watch this, with joyfulness. Amen. We hit on this a little bit there Wednesday night, I believe it was. But God, when we see the power of God, and when we begin to see that deliverance, praise God, we begin to see the joy in being who we are, a child of God. Amen. He said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet. That word meet means to be fit. Amen. To make us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. In other words, he said, God has pulled us out and He set us apart for His glory. That we'll be filled with the goodness of God and the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God and the power from on high. Amen. Don't you let some old long-nosed Pharisee tell you that there's nothing to you. Praise God, if you're a child of God, you've been born again. You're empowered from on high. You're a child of the King. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. And now listen to what he says in verse 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Amen. That word hath is past tense. Amen. Praise God. If we've accepted Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin, and we've accepted Him as our Lord and our Savior, the shepherd, the chief shepherd of our soul, praise God. He said we've been empowered. He said we've been delivered from the power of darkness. In other words, praise God, we no longer exist under the reign of Satan. We no longer have to be obedient to the things of this flesh. Amen. Come on. Amen. I want to tell you, we have power today to supersede all that and put our faith and trust in the Lord. It's past tense. It's a done deal. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. He took us from one condition and put us in another condition. Amen? A condition of lost and undone. I forget. A condition, praise God, of unbelief. A condition of not knowing, not trusting God. And He took us out of that and He put us in a condition of being a believer, trusting in God Almighty and His Son Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Took us from being under the burden of sin and the bondage of Satan. And He delivered us, praise God, over into being free in the Lord Jesus Christ, in salvation. Putting our faith and trust in Him. Praise the Lord. Translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. He translated us by His dear Son. Amen? That's how we got out of that old wickedness that we lived in. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And every time the devil tries to raise it, it ought to be like, did you ever play that game at that whack-a-mole? Amen. Used to be prominent when I was a young man. People today probably never heard of that. Amen. Because you can't do it like this. They don't know what you're talking about. But they had that whack-a-mole, praise God. And that thing, and you had this little old hammer, and that thing would pop its head up, and you'd have to try to hit it. When it popped up, and that thing would keep score of how many you got and how many you missed. You know, if you got so many, praise God, you could keep going. But if you missed so many, then it was the end of the game. And praise God. But God Almighty's got it set up today, praise God. The old devil's like a whack-a-mole. He's a poking that head up, and he's poking that head up. And he said, we're no match for him. We're not quick enough for him. But said, God Almighty, praise God, he knows the whack-a-mole. And praise God, he's got that hammer. And when he picks his head up, he knocks him back down. Amen. We just got to trust in the Lord, praise God. No, He's got that whack-a-mole. And when He pokes you, somebody sure just jump up, have a spell. Because when He pokes His head up, God Almighty's there to knock the devil down. Amen. He's overcoming by the power of His might. Amen. He knows he already knows where He's going to poke His head up next. Amen. The devil wasn't self-created. God created him. Amen. Of a minister of music, praise God. He was that anointed cherubim. But praise God, God Almighty, when he kicked out on God, he rose up and he began to lift himself up and say, I'll just be God. I'll rise up. God cast him down. Amen. Took a bunch of them with him, little old nymphs, praise God, he's using today. His little whack-a-moles. Whack-a-moles, what do you call them? Amen. Whole life. Amen. God said, I'm there to defeat them for you. Amen. Glory to God. At least you can visualize it. God Almighty's all over it. Amen. Every time He sticks His head up, He said, praise God, you pass from darkness into light. You don't have, hey, praise God, you're not under the power of the devil no more. So I brought you out of the darkness and into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Said, whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That's salvation. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. But praise God, because Jesus Christ shed His blood, praise God, we have the forgiveness of sin. And because we have the forgiveness of sin, we have a Savior who is Jesus Christ the Lord, because it was His blood that was shed on Calvary for me and you. So we see deliverance, praise God, from darkness. But not only that, but we see deliverance from the wrath to come. Amen. That wrath, praise God, He delivereth us from. Already, look over in 1 Thessalonians, just a few pages over. I've tried to keep it simple this morning, just a few pages over. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. Verse number 7, he says, so that you are in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord. That sounded there means to trumpet out. To go out in a loud noise. Amen. But Paul said, you've already shouted it out, praise God. You know what's wrong with the churches today? We're not shouting it out no more. We're not getting in and getting excited. Hey, every one of us ought to come in this morning and say, Lord, I just want you to fill me on a fire today in your spirit. I want you to touch me, praise God, and help me know that I'm touching. Praise God, and help me not to quench the spirit, but praise God, help me to kindle the fire. Amen. Ought to read, study, pray a little bit. Have the when that sweet spirit moves through here, that fire kindle, we ought to start poking the wood in it. Amen, Lord. Or be like an old potbelly stove, praise God. That thing don't really get the going good till she turns cherry red. Amen. Praise the Lord. That old potbelly, old cast iron pot, a potbelly, when he'd get cherry red, son, she'd cook you out of the house. Praise God, she'd get so hot she couldn't stand it. When you get so hot she couldn't stand it, you just have to get to moving. Lord, hallelujah. That's what God wants us to do today. He wants us to get to moving. Because he's already done so much for us. He's delivered us. Amen. He said, the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not speak anything. Paul said, praise God, we got the Macedonia and Achaia. Praise the Lord, and they already know who Jesus was. I said, they was a sweet spirit in those churches. Praise God, it done all spread out through there like wildfire. People already said, we get talking about who Jesus was, and they'd go, hey, before we ever got to preaching, they'd be shouting. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ever get where we ought to be, praise the Lord. Realize the delivering hand of God. We'll get to shouting before the preaching ever starts. I'll tell you, listen to me. You don't have to wait on Pastor Jeff to get done. Amen. Glory to God. You just help yourself. Amen. You get to bragging on Jesus and we'll just join in with you. Amen. Don't you let the devil ever tell you it'd be wrong to praise God. Don't you ever let the devil tell you, pray God, it'd be wrong to offer up a testimony or a praise upon your lips. Praise God. That's what's needed in the church today. Amen. We ought to go praying every day. Lord, what can I say that'll give you glory? Amen. Pray you just touch my heart. Help me be ready. Amen. Glory to God. He said that we need not speak anything. He said, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and the true God. Amen. He said, hey, listen, praise God. He said, they turned from their idols, they turned from their worldliness, and they turned to the true and the living God. But now watch this. To the living and true God. And to wait for His Son from heaven, who He raised from the dead. Of course, that would be Jesus. How do you know? Because He says, even Jesus. Amen. He said, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Amen. What is wrath? That's God's holy hatred of sin. Amen? Hey, listen, newsflash, God still hates sin. Amen? God tells us what sin is, and He still hates sin. But He said, God hath delivered us, praise God. He said, the words went out, the gospels went out, people believed that they've got saved. He said, they've forsaken their idols, they're going with God. God saved them, He's blessed them. He said, we're looking for the Son from heaven, praise the Lord. We're looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who it is. He said, which delivered us, that's past tense. He said, it's already been done. When Jesus hung on the cross, when He said, it is finished, praise God, it was finished. Amen. We have been delivered from the wrath to come. Amen. I said things are going to wax worse and worse in the end, praise God, but I'm glad that there's already been a deliverance. The Lord Jesus Christ has already delivered us, offers us the promise of deliverance already. Amen. And it comes to, you say, preacher, how do you get that? It comes to those who believe. Amen. He said, those who believe, if we pray, believe, and we shall receive. He said, we got to believe to receive. Amen. Hey, I believe, praise God, therefore I've been delivered. We've been delivered from the wrath to come. That's past tense. It's already been taken care of. Amen. Amen. On His behalf. On our behalf. All we got to do is just accept what's been accomplished through Him. Amen. He's delivered us. But we got a lot to be thankful for. Because of the delivering hand of God. He's delivered us, praise God. Amen. There is deliverance. Amen. Even from the wrath to come. But look at this in closing. Verse number, back to Psalms 34, verse 17. Psalms 34, verse 17, and I'm going to close this. He said, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. Amen. I wonder why God isn't doing things in your life. Why is God not doing things in our lives? Why is not doing things in our families' lives? Why is God not doing things in church lives? He said, the righteous cry. Are we crying out today? Are we crying out to the one that can help us? The Lord Jesus Christ. He said, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Amen. We have a delivering God. He said, we just need to cry. Those that's right. That means right with God. Amen. Those that's confessed our sins and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Had our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise the Lord. He said, the Lord, and He delivereth them out of all their troubles. Amen. He delivers them out of all of their troubles. Verse number 18 said, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as of a contrite spirit. Amen. He said, those that are lost in them, He said, if they come broken before God, if they come bruised in spirit, they come with deep sorrow in their soul for their sinfulness. He said, God will save them. Amen. God will save them. And said, then we can cry as a righteous person. And it's right with God. And He'll hear our cries. Amen. He'll hear our cry. He'll hear your cries. And He'll save you. It's a personal thing this morning. It brings it down to where we live individually. It said, He'll save you out of all your troubles.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may have the trials and afflictions still. We will. Surely we will. But He said, God will be there with you, praise God. And when it's all said and done, He'll pluck you out and take you to Himself and deliver you from all of your troubles. When it's all, they will never be there to trouble you no more. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. We have a blessed hope in Him because there is a deliverance today. David says, hey, listen, through all I've went through, the adversity, the afflictions, the trials, the tribulation, He said, God has been there for me. He said, I'm going to just continue to praise Him. And His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm just going to continue to praise Him because He's been so good to us. He's been so good to me. Amen. He's delivering us from fear, from danger, from trouble, from affliction, from death. Amen. From the world, from the darkness. Amen. Praise God. He's delivered us, already delivered us from the wrath to come into His magnificence glory. Praise God. Where we're established for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the way He intended it to be. Praise God. Because there's a deliverance today. Because there's a deliverer. And His name is Jesus Christ, the righteous. Amen.